This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role in the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill.
The sentencing caps one of the most significant prosecutions over the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Tarrio's sentence is the longest so far among more than 1,100 Capitol riot cases. Tarrio was not in Washington when Proud Boys members joined thousands of Trump supporters who smashed windows, beat police officers, and poured into the House and Senate chambers as lawmakers met to certify Joe Biden's victory. But prosecutors say the 39-year-old Miami resident organized and led the Proud Boys assault from afar. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea actively advancing. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Tuesday in warned leader Kim Jong-un that his country would pay a price for supplying Russia with weapons in Ukraine.
Providing weapons to Russia for use on the battlefield to attack grain silos and the heating infrastructure of major cities as we head into winter, to try to conquer territory that belongs to another sovereign nation, this is not going to reflect well on North Korea, and they will pay a price for this.
The Kremlin said earlier on Tuesday had nothing to say about statements by U.S. officials that Kim planned to travel to Russia this month to meet President Vladimir Putin and discuss weapon supplies to Moscow. Russia's defense minister said Monday the two countries are discussing the possibility of joint military exercises. Venice will try a long-debated ticketing system from spring next year, officials said on Tuesday, with day trippers charge €5 to enter the Italian city's historic center in an attempt to cut tourist numbers. Council executive backed the move just weeks after UN cultural agency UNESCO recommended Venice be added to the list of World Heritage in danger. This is VOA News. The Spanish Soccer Federation has fired women's national team coach Jorge Vida less than 3 weeks after his team won the Women's World Cup title amid the controversy involving suspended Federation President Luis Rubiales. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Vida was among those who applauded Rubiales when he refused to resign despite facing widespread criticism for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent. Vida later said Rubiales' behavior was improper. Men's coach Luis de la Fuente also applauded Rubiales' diatribe and apologized on Friday for having clapped in what he described as an inexcusable human error. Vida was at the helm at the World Cup, even though some players had rebelled against him less than a year earlier in a crisis that put his job in jeopardy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rights groups in Zimbabwe say they are concerned about the arrest of two human rights lawyers who had asked police not to interview hospitalized opposition activists who say they were abducted and tortured.
The arrest of the two lawyers happened the day President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in for his second term.
Under my leadership and the new ZANU-PF government, democracy, good governance, the rule of law, and the politics of tolerance will be entrenched.
Intolerance and not observing the rule of law is something the Zimbabwe government has been accused of since 1980, when the country got its independence. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Rainstorms are battering neighboring Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria, causing at least 7 deaths. In northwestern Turkey, 2 people died Tuesday when a flash flood swept through a campsite, while 2 people died in Istanbul. 1 person is dead in Greece, 5 are missing, while authorities have banned road traffic in 3 areas. That's after a severe storm dumped record quantities of rain, inundated streets, and swept cars away. Greece's Minister for Civil Protection says the storms are forecast to ease after midday Wednesday. In Bulgaria, the government says 2 people died and 3 others are missing on the country's Black Sea coast. And recapping our top stories, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has now been sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role in the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill. That is the longest sentence in that situation thus far. And arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing. And the U.S. National Security Advisor is warning the leader Kim Jong-un that his country would pay a price for supplying Russia with weapons to use in Ukraine. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.